irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. As you guys know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. Get prepared for the happiest hour of your Sunday. Yeah, whatever. No, I'm just messing with you guys. As you know, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy and laughter from our hearts to yours. Welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I have a very special show lined up for you guys today, thanks to the one and only... Wow, now who am I going to say? Someone very, very special that we have here in the studio. Welcome, Dr. Michelle. How are you doing today?
Davey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being on. First and foremost, I want to tell everybody, if they haven't already, you got to check her out every Friday at 11 on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. Once again, that's Friday at 11.
And that's Pacific time.
Pacific time. She's amazing. She truly is. Oh. She represents, image for the collective consciousness of psychology.
Ooh, I like that.
Of psychology. So she really is, the embodiment of just a wholehearted, educated, nice, loving, compassionate, understanding, caring individual. She really knows how to dive deep within your brain beyond aspects that you didn't even understand or know, tell you about them, so you could work them out. She's like the greatest mechanic, but for your mind, and they call those psychologists. So it is, we at the Vibration Station here feel very honored to have her on the show with us, sharing this time. Doc, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling the vibrations here in Dave's Vibration Station studio.
Well, you know,
they're high vibrating.
Oh, well, that just means the world to me. That touches my heart in a deep way, because hey, if I can get the very special Dr. Michelle to feel the vibrations from the Vibration Station studio, then I must be doing something right. Oh, goodness. And hey, guys, if you not only do you have the opportunity to check her out here on Ali Talk Radio Channel 1, but you also can check her out TalkShowTherapist.com. That's TalkShowTherapist, TherapistTalkShowTherapist.com. Yeah. Yeah, it's a really cool website. And
thank
you'll
you.
Actually be amazed at all the things that she's accomplished in her life. She's
thank
a really
you.
Accomplished woman. So I love the opportunities that I get to have you on the show. You know, we actually haven't gotten a chance to sit in a studio together in a while, Doc.
No, we haven't. It's, I usually call you or something, yeah, or you call me.
And, yeah, we usually yeah. will do call-ins, but yeah. you know, we haven't even had a call-in for, I want to say, at least, you know, 6 months, maybe five months.
It's been way too long.
It's been way too long. I love having you here. I love
thanks.
Being in your energy and your presence, and I love that we're getting together at the first of the year. At mm-hmm. the very beginning, when I say first, I don't mean the first day. I mean the first chapter.
Yeah.
I love that you and I get the opportunity to sit here in the first chapter of the new year. Now, I'm going to stop blabbing and start asking you a couple things.
Okay.
Being the expert that you are, right? Now, we've talked about aspects of this before, and I've had New Year's shows that have revolved around similar ideas, but today is very different because we've evolved, we've expanded, and there's so much more to talk about in this subject. So what we're going to be talking about today is sticking or
yeah.
not sticking
yeah.
or not beating yourself up for not sticking to your New Year's resolutions.
Yay! What are some of your resolutions, Dave? I was just going to ask you that earlier. But... Don't mean to put you on the spot.
I'm totally kidding. I'm more than happy to say. Honestly, my greatest New Year's resolution is focusing on my thoughts, is tuning my vibration. Here's the thing that I've realized is, you know, I've really let, and especially in 2015, this last year, I've really let the circumstances of my life dictate the way that I feel. So I've been letting the external experiences control the internal force,
mm-hmm.
which is not
oh,
really
I see.
The way that I believe we're meant to go about it. I think we pivot the internal, which
right.
therefore can change the external.
So if something bad happens to you or something,
yeah.
then you don't take that in like somebody bumps you, a bumper thumper,
okay.
right? In
right.
your car.
Right.
So you don't
or
take
worse.
That.
Or
okay,
something
okay.
worse.
You, you
know?
Don't take that and get really depressed about it because, you know, thankfully you're okay, let's just say, or you have a little back pain or something, but you just... You try to feel better and to overcome the external issues,
exactly.
Right?
And what okay. I say is, you know, I live in a perfect universe. I am a vibrational being. I understand the laws that we're mm-hmm. operating in. So if I understand that I am the universe in a physical body,
mm-hmm.
then
yeah.
I'm working on my side in perfect concert and orchestration all times with my higher self. So why worry? Why stress? Feel good and greater things are going to happen. Stop focusing on the shitty stuff. Start focusing on the great stuff and life's going to open up. That's my New Year's resolution. And
that's
you know
great.
What? In the first 9 days, I feel great. Well,
yeah.
this would be the 10th, 10th today. I feel amazing. Doc.
Yeah.
More importantly than my New Year's resolutions,
ooh.
Because you are my guest, ooh. I want to know, what were some of your New Year's resolutions?
I think the common ones, like everybody has,
okay.
about eating healthier and exercising more. I try to do all those things, but
right.
not as probably as good as I could. And I'm going to talk also about, you know, why it's hard to stick to those things and how to make it easier. But also, I am so in tune with what you're saying, because as a psychologist, what I do is when stuff happens out there,
right.
okay, in my world, that's not too fun. It's
yes.
not good. It doesn't seem too positive and stuff.
Right.
I have a really good way of pushing things into the denial category. Denial.
You can.
And just focus and move on and blow through stuff and focus on my life.
Yes.
But what I'm doing this year is I am noticing it, the outside, what's happening. I'm being the observer.
Yes.
I'm feeling it.
Yes.
And I'm going, whoa, that sucks. That feels bad. But more often, what can I learn from this?
Bam.
See, what can I learn from this? Ooh, that hurts. So it can naturally come up and I can feel it and get through it and go, right. Okay, it's going to come up again. Right. It's going to come up again. But, you know, what can I learn? So I'm really working on myself cognitively to say, all right, I feel this, but what can I learn?
Yeah.
And I can learn that I'm not going to do that again.
No.
Or I can't control anybody else in my life.
Right.
All I can control are my thoughts and my behavior. So what can you learn from that? How are you going to behave and think differently?
Doc.
So that's what I do.
No, keep going. No,
that's what I'm trying to do.
No, you said it, Doc. I mean, I think that's the golden key right there. If you as a consciousness can understand that you cannot control anybody else but you. Mm. As an individual, if you can comprehend that within your consciousness, that you, first of all, you are consciousness. Mm-hmm. You are not a body having a spiritual experience, but you are a spiritual being. You are a spiritual, infinite, eternal being in a body. So that's, you know, exactly what you said. You know, if you focus your thoughts in a certain way, you're going to become that, right?
Yep.
If you focus on how you weren't good enough or how you haven't done this or how you don't have enough money or how you're not happy enough or how this is going wrong and you're every day you're in pain and every day this sucks, then you're just going to attract more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
If you say, you know what, all these things are happening for to lead me, right? My higher self is constantly working in orchestration with my ego self to lead me to a greater stance in life, then you're going to be constantly, little by little, being presented with opportunities to expand into a happier reality.
How did you get so smart? Whoa, you are, you know what? You are definitely not ever going to have to be on the couch.
Well, I've, trust me, Doc, apparently you don't know enough about me. No, I'm fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. Excuse
you're a genius for a scump. You are a goddamn genius.
Doc, you're giving me too much credit. No, it's something just intuitively that I just know it intuitively. And honestly, I've had way too many experiences show me that the law of attraction is so prevalent. Doc, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And then I'd love to get into some of the knowledge that you're filled with. You're filled with this knowledge.
Thank you.
But there's questions. I just have a question. And it ties into your knowledge. Of course it does.
Okay.
Ties into to what you're talking about here. You know, you have some points we wanted to touch on. Question, how long does it take to rearrange the neural nets of the brain to tell your brain that a change has been made? So, for example, you say, and this ties into what we're talking about here. You say to yourself, my New Year's resolution is I'm going to think more positive. Let's just use our New Year's resolution. I think that's a lot of people's too, right? Because a lot of people have been understanding the power of thought and how thoughts are things. So let's say my New Year's resolution is to think more positive. And all of a sudden I start thinking negative. But then I say, no, I'm going to catch myself and think positive. How long does it take for me to chronically think positive until it doesn't become as difficult to think positive? You know how my brain kind of slip back into thinking negative?
Right.
And then you're like, wait, my resolution is to think more positive and thoughts are things. And I'm about how long, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to put you under the gun and on the spot.
Well, you have, and I have no idea. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Just humble.
Do you have the answer to that within your computer fingertips? Because I think everyone is different. Everyone practices learning and habits in their own way. So if you have sort of a generalized time,
I want to hear what you have to say.
Repetition.
I do. I have a general a medium, before I say anything, I'm intrigued with your answer, much greater than my stupid number. So let's
No. I think and yours is based on, you know, facts, statistics, and things like that. But we all learn habits, but we need to continue to learn them with repetition and rehearsal.
Beautiful.
Repetition. In other words, we keep doing them, whether it's an affirmation that we have to believe, by the way. You can't just go, you know, I am the wealthiest person in the world if you don't believe it.
Of course.
So you have to use the repetition of the affirmations or the repetition of learning, the repetition of whatever you want to change in your life, and you have to keep rehearsing it in your mind, and then you have to practice it out in the world. So there's the mental, and then there's the physical, acting through. So it depends on each individual and how long it takes for them to make a change.
Wow.
So that's the answer I have. I mean, people say it can take 6 weeks. Some people say it can take 3 months. Some people say it takes longer.
Well, the one I had was 6 weeks, so you got that one on point.
Okay.
But so interesting, right? Rewire your brain for happiness.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, let's say that it's normal and natural for you to feel bad and struggle with depression due to constantly thinking negative thoughts.
Yeah.
By rewiring your brain to positively think, you can make it normal and natural for you to feel happy instead.
Yeah,
so it's like you're starting to kind of move towards it's like, you know, you get the engine running, the snowball effect, right?
Right.
At first, it's kind of hard to build a little momentum with that snowball.
Sure.
You're just running down the hill. But then once it starts going, the thoughts come real easy. You start attracting way quicker.
Mm-hmm. You sure do. You know, there's 2 points on that as well that I think you brought up, which were great. It's like, why can't we stick to our resolutions? And I have some ideas about that.
That was one of my main questions, actually.
And how can we make resolutions to where we can stick to them?
Booyah!
Yeah! So,
I love you, Doc. You're so cool.
Thank you.
By the way, if you just tuned in with us, LATalkRadio.com, we're here with Dr. Michelle. You got to check her out on the couch every Friday at 11. That's Pacific time. Mm. And we're talking about... I just interrupted her, but it was a perfect timing because if you just tuned in, we want you to know what we're talking about. It's sticking to your New Year's resolutions and why we don't stick to them and all that good stuff. So what were you just going to say, Doc? I just wanted to plug you real quick.
No, thank you. I sure appreciate that. Thank you so much, Davey.
You're such a beautiful person. Thank you, honey.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Well, you know, 50% of all Americans, supposedly, this is what they say. So they, who are they? The statisticians. They say that 50% of all Americans set themselves a New Year's resolution, supposedly. Let's just say that. I think more people do.
They just
kind of sneak up on their brains and go, I really want to do this, but I'm not going to declare it in front of my friends and family because I know I'm not going to live up to it. So let's just say 50%. What's not so great is that according to this guy, this researcher, this statistician, Richard Wiseman, he's really good at that. He says 88% of all those set resolutions from half of America, probably lots of other people in the world, don't work out.
Mm.
So I hate to use the word fail, so I'm not going to.
No,
let's just say that means about 156 million resolutions that aren't fulfilled. And then it disappoints us, and then we turn on ourselves, and we get really down on ourselves. I can never get going. What's wrong with me? So the sheer numbers of this really made me think, you know, why are we so bad at keeping our newly set resolutions? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some
question.
Of the science behind the brain.
This is why I want you here in the studio. This is awesome.
Thank you. We need to stick to our New Year's resolutions by having willpower. Okay, so the brain cells that are associated with willpower are located in the prefrontal cortex. That's the area right behind your forehead.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that particular area of the brain is also responsible for staying focused and handling short-term memory and solving abstract tasks. You know, those more difficult tasks. That's the new brain.
What'd you say? I forgot.
You're so silly.
I'm sorry.
So when you start a New Year's resolution, you know, you set one, an enormous amount of willpower is really required. So, look, it's an amount that our brains simply cannot handle. I mean, it just can't. So let's put it more scientifically.
Okay.
There's a guy who's brilliant. He's a Stanford researcher.
Mm.
And he's Professor Babashev.
Hmm.
Now, here's an example of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. A group of undergraduate students were divided into two groups, and one group was given a 2-digit number to remember. The other was given a 7-digit number to remember. All right? All right. Then after a short walk through the hall, they were offered the choice between two snacks, a slice of delicious chocolate cake or a bowl of fruit.
Wow.
So what's most surprising? The students with the seven-digit numbers to remember were twice as likely to pick the slice of chocolate compared to the students with the two digits. Why?
What? Why?
Yeah. Those extra numbers took up valuable space in the frontal cortex in our brain. So they were a cognitive load. So they made it really harder to resist that delicious chocolate cake.
Wow.
So your prefrontal cortex that handles willpower is like a muscle. You know, it needs to be trained. So if you decide to train that muscle at the start of the new year with a resolution to quit smoking or start going to the gym or lose lots of weight, it's the equivalent of a 300-pound barbell that you want to lift without any previous training.
Right.
So,
Doc,
it's
you
no
have
surprise.
Such wisdom.
No, it's no surprise that your brain can't do it. So that's why we have to give ourselves a break and stop beating our bullies inside. And we just have to say, you know what? Of course I can't do that. I'm not Superman or Superwoman. Right? I'm just a person who's got a frontal cortex that's going, help me!
Beautifully
help
said.
Me!
Beautifully said. It's true.
So we're all set ourselves up for failure immediately when we, you know, have these gigantic resolutions.
Yeah.
So
then, so the precursor.
Yeah.
To, I would say almost the precursor to depression.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is getting excited about, you know, improving your life, improving your lifestyle, improving something about yourself.
Yeah.
But then trying to lift that 300-pound barbell after no practice, being able to lift it metaphorically.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get depressed. And then you're down on yourself.
That's it. If you're not focused, if you're trying, right, let's say you want to walk 50 miles. And you're just constantly focused
that's
on that number.
That's a lot of walking.
50 miles. Let's just say, okay, a week. Right?
Okay.
Even like,
that's
and you're
still
trying
a lot.
To track. It is. That's my point.
That's
and you're
lot.
Trying to track your progress. It's going to be friggin' demoralizing most of the way. And your brain's going to say, eh. Oh, I'm such a loser. So you have to really be moderate in choosing what you want to do and be gentle on yourself. So you have to give yourself self-nudging. You know, it's setting small goals in lieu of large ones. And so that's what you have to do. Just sort of take care of yourself and do it slowly. And I'll tell you more about that.
Beautifully said. And I'd love to hear more. Doc, you know that something I actually learned from you.
What?
Well, I've learned many things from you. But, you know, I personally listen to your show every Friday at 11.
Wow.
Pacific time.
Thank you.
I do. I love it because you have such insight and everything you talk about, I find in some way, shape or form to apply to my own life.
Cool.
And all the guests you have are just so awesome. So, but something that you say at the end of your show every single Friday is, be good to yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Before trying to serve anybody else, because if you're not good to yourself, then you won't be good for anybody else.
That's right.
And I think, you know, and I hear you say that every Friday, and I actually listen, and every time you say it, I think to myself, you know, how can I be better to myself? So, number one, the most important thing, I can feel better. And I say that in a, like, not a selfish way, but in a way to serve myself, because serving self is why we're here. You need to serve yourself and enjoy and love, right? Why do you work to get money? Why do you need money if you're not going to serve yourself? Why do you work and sacrifice if you're not? It's all about serving yourself.
Yeah.
But then to go one step greater is to serve others, right? So you cannot serve yourself. Or you cannot serve others unless you're serving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're serving others while you're not serving yourself, then you're not helping anybody.
That's right? So true.
So just like you said in this example, to be good to everybody else, start off easy with the New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
To be good to everybody around you, because, and you know what, I've been realizing this with the people in my life that I spend my time with, and just experiences in my own life, is the people that you surround yourself with really do define who you are. You share their energy, you start sharing their thoughts, you share their perspectives on life, right?
Yeah.
So if you get really down and depressed about not completing a New Year's resolution, go and then tell whoever you spend your time with, oh, I let myself down. Da, 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 da. Chances are you're going to kind of rub that energy off on them a little bit.
Well, yeah.
If they're susceptible. Right now, obviously, each and every person is responsible for their own vibration.
Right.
But the point is, it's a chain reaction.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the pebble dropping in the still lake where it just ripples out and out, and it affects more people than you think when you let yourself down and allow yourself to feel like you let yourself down.
It's lovely. It's beautifully said.
Right. So really just true. Like you say, Doc, in the words of Dr. Michelle, be good to yourself so you can be good to everybody else.
Yeah, and you know, I say, you know, and therefore, and I mean that on all levels, physically, psychologically. If you are in a good frame of mind, if you're pretty stable, as we say, most every day. I mean, we all have fluctuations in moods and stress levels. And
of course.
Sometimes we get down on ourselves at work or at play or hopefully not at play. But I mean, you know, sometimes with friends, I have friends, I have a lot of people who have issues with social media, seeing their friends, you know, the FOMO theory, fear of missing out all the time.
Yeah.
And oh my God, my friends are doing this and I'm not doing that. Most of it's made up, by the way, and we all look like we're having fun. You know, I don't know about you, but when I go skiing and I'm on the top of the mountain, I find a couple of really good looking guys and girls, and I go, hey, can you, I'm just going to do a photo, can you stand behind me? And then I post it, and everybody goes, oh my God, you have such cool friends. I don't even know them. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, I don't want people
or
to
you
think
just
that
find
I'm
the most,
missing out.
You find the most beautiful scenery that you
That's
can,
it. Right.
Right? And then just post it. And then, but like, little do they know, right down the hill, you're in just like this little tiny shack, and it's like...
No, exactly. You know, and, no. You know, I have this big, the you know, FOMO. I kind of put my...
The FOMO. It's all about the FOMO.
But anyway.
So go on.
Where was I going with that? The fear of missing out. It's about the social media. It's about putting ourselves down. So we have to get ourselves into a pretty decent mind frame of being okay with who we are and feeling good about who we are and all that. Because, and as that relates to, you know, fulfilling our New Year's resolutions, we have to gently start out so we don't beat up on ourselves and get down on ourselves. And
so
this
true.
Is about, number one, you take care of yourself first, and then you'll be good to go to others. In other words, if you're okay in your mind, and if you're feeling pretty good and you're positive, like you try to be here on Dave's Good Vibration Station, then you'll be better equipped to help your closest people emotionally. You'll be better equipped to help other people if you want to do volunteer work, because you're going to be kind of in a happy, good place.
Yes.
So in the same way, when you start your New Year's resolutions, you know, helping other people is a really good thing. Helping yourself first, and then, you know, reaching out, doing things that make you feel good. And therefore, you will feel better about putting that energy out there in the world. And you won't be so hard on yourself when you don't live up to your unreasonable expectations you've set for yourself for New Year's.
Totally. And you know, I found a really beautiful quote, and I don't know who it's by. I saw it on Instagram. Right now, and this has everything to do with what we're talking about here. So here's the quote: comparing yourself to others is an act of violence against your authentic self. I'm going to say that one more time. And really think about this. Comparing yourself to others is an act of violence against your authentic self. So just like what you said, Doc, you know, the fear of missing out. You look at these other people, you think they're doing these things, and you're like, well, why am I stuck at work? Or you even think to yourself, shit, how do these people have the money to just drop and go and get a, you know, go to Coachella for three, you know, you know what I'm saying? Or every year, or they, you know, how do they just get to go to vacation for a week? How do, you know, I need to work, and I have an hourly, or I have a salary, and I have bills to pay for, and it's like, you know, Don't think too much into it. Don't compare yourself to anybody else, because comparing yourself to others is an act of violence against your authentic self. Do you feel you? So allow your New Year's resolution to just be a reflection of who you want to be, not anybody else. Don't let anybody else's. Hey, Doc, am I on the right?
No, I think you are. And also, one of the most common things that I see in my work, people who come to see me in my office talk about, they really are so concerned about what other people think of them. And it's like, that is such a huge hurdle to jump over. It's, but you have to just say, I'm okay with who I am.
Yeah.
I'm okay with who I am. And how do we get there? We've got to just try to do things for us that bring us joy, as you preach a lot of times on your show. And that's me. And I don't
mean to, I wouldn't call myself a preacher, Doc, but I do like to talk about positive vibration, if that's what you're referring to.
How come every time you do your preacher thing, you go into this Southern Baptist guy? I love that.
I don't know what you're talking about here on the Vibration Station.
Hallelujah. You're good.
Oh, Lord, we don't preach here. We just offer suggestions, and if you don't like it, then I don't give a shit.
Oh, dear.
Okay. I'm kidding. Excuse my now. French.
No.
Hey, if we can't laugh, then what are we here for?
Well, that's right. And that's back on point. Hey! Good one. I like the way to segue into that. You got to feel good about what you're doing. Yes, there are jobs we have that really we're not happy about. So try to find the best part of that job, or try to start eking out. Don't get yourself crazy. Don't do something stupid like quit and then be in a hole.
Right.
Ease yourself out into other opportunities. Be social. Find opportunities that might be more comfortable for you, that might be a little easier for you, even if you have to take a couple of bucks less or whatever. Just it's all about feeling better for yourself.
Yes.
And you know, this is kind of off the topic of New Year's, but I mean, a lot of people say, I'm going to go back to school so I can get a better job.
Right.
And that's a good thing to do. But you know, the year goes on, people sort of kind of miss taking those classes, or they kind of get into their 9-to-5 and they're, and that's okay.
Excuses pop up.
That's
right?
Okay. So, right. So you have to do things slowly. You know, they always talk about baby steps, in every learning situation. So, there's this guy named Vygotsky, and he has the zone of proximal development. And that means that
the zone of proximal development.
And that means that you, in order to learn, when we're learning, we want to learn new things. We want to start our new year. We want to get into new habits. The way you can learn, and this is why gamers are so hooked.
Like video games?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Is because you need to be challenged with what you're doing new. But also not to the point to where you're overwhelmed. So if you keep being challenged and you win, but you're learning.
Right.
Oh, next time I'm going to try it this way. Next time I'm going to try it this way. So you can really learn when you're challenged and excited, but not when you're overwhelmed.
Wow. So the brain feeds off of that. Uh-huh. So the brain feeds off of being challenged here and there. And so it's because I am a big believer in, you know, we're constantly expanding, and expansion is inevitable, right? So it's kind of like that same thing. You know, when you start a new character, and I have, you know, dear friends that have played video games and gotten very consumed with video games, where to the point, you know, they're at level 10.
Right.
And then, I want to get a level 60, a level 80 character.
Right.
It's all about expanding the character.
Exactly.
Which is just an extension of their own consciousness.
Sure.
Right? So that's really cool. So, you know, and then there's times, so talk about being overwhelming, right? When there's, you know, one of the bosses that you have to beat, but then they can't beat the boss.
Right.
They will get emotionally distraught.
Yeah.
I mean, really frustrated and overwhelmed because they can't beat this virtual boss on a computer game.
Yeah.
But when the challenges are just on that edge of still being able to be beaten.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They want to keep going more and more and more and more and more.
Right. Right.
That's cool.
That is so true. So we were talking about, you know, the key to making any goal a habit first. So we were talking about slow steps as to learning, how we can learn, feeling better about ourselves, and giving ourselves a break when we can't fulfill those outrageous resolutions that we've set up for ourselves. You have to be realistic. So let's just say taking baby steps. All right, for some of the most common resolutions. So I'm going to manage my stress better. All right.
That's a good one.
So instead of like, you just set little goals for yourself.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to hear some really awesome music that calms me, or I'm going to listen to a meditation audio,
yeah,
whatever. Maybe 5 minutes every morning.
Yeah.
When I wake up, with my tea or my coffee or whatever I do in the morning, instead of getting up, getting in the shower, racing and blowing out the door. Mm. No, take your time. Get up 5 minutes earlier. I'm going to just, you know, meditate and manage my stress.
That's awesome.
And during the day, if I'm freaked out wherever I'm at, whatever job I'm doing, I'm going to take my break. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to go wherever in the... whatever you can do to get a break.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just listen to some music that gets me out of this funky, stressed mood.
Yes.
So that's just baby steps, not I'm going to meditate and go to the ashram every other day. You
right,
know, I'm going to turn into this and I'm going to get a yogi master.
I'm going to shave my head and so, only wear cloth.
Hopefully.
I'm going to sleep in the Himalayas for 3 nights.
That's right. That's right.
Completely naked. But you can do that. See, and I don't know.
Well,
I want people to know you can do that. It just takes years of training how to control the chi of your body to warm yourself up.
Exactly.
Look up the monks that do that shit. It's awesome. They're
That's
amazing.
Right.
They're crazy. They just know how to control the energy flow in their body. That's it.
That's mind. That's mind power.
Mind over matter.
So taking another common resolution about we all want to lose weight. Not we all do. You don't want to lose weight. You look great. You're so nice and slim.
Well, thank you, Doc. you look great, too.
You crack me up. So here's the thing. Instead of, I'm going to lose, here's my goal, I'm going to lose X amount of pounds. Or look, baby steps. Every evening, every other evening after work. Yeah, it gets dark early.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's not scary. It's cold out there. There's ice. There's snow in some places. Just go for a 15-minute walk around the block. Okay? That'll help you, you know, input versus output.
So
burn
good.
Some calories.
So
you don't
good.
Have to kill yourself.
So good.
Don't kill yourself at the gym. Oh, I got to do this at the gym. Just do what you can do. But, you know, get into a habit after work, after whatever you do, at a certain time of day, give yourself 15 minutes of walking.
Yes.
It's good for your brain, releasing a little bit of endorphin. If you can do 30 minutes... You're in it, man.
Your money in the bank.
Another, that's right. Another resolution is eating healthy food, right? You hear everybody saying, I'm going to eat healthier.
Huge.
Yeah, I know you're totally into the healthy eating thing. So baby steps. What do you do?
Steps.
You start substituting that,
butter for margarine for butter.
Or
you know,
even on a larger scale, that amazing cream donut. That guy brings into the office. Oh, my God.
It's
Give
delicious.
Give me that donut. Or that pastry that you have at your house or, you know, that really fat, sugar-filled cereal that you eat for a banana. So you got your potassium in the banana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you have smaller portions of the cereal.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's just a little bit, bit.
I'll tell you something, a personal experience of mine.
Yes.
There was some things that I wanted to change about myself and certain things that I was putting in my body, like caffeine, you know, occasionally, depending on the social setting, tobacco, right? So there was just some things that I was putting in my body that I said to myself, I no longer want to use. Well, I found out that I really started to rely on caffeine heavily.
Uh-huh.
So... For the holidays this last, you know, just it's a couple weeks ago, the only presents that I wanted, I was so blessed and I received much more than I asked for. And I'm so grateful. Santa Claus and my family were just phenomenal this year. but what I really was so excited about was replacing the caffeine and, you know, whatever other things that I decided I no longer want to put in my body with these dietary supplements that I had done research on that I found out repaired neural nets in the brain. They were really good for your liver. They're it's good wonderful. For your blood flow. It's good for the oxygen in your body. It detoxifies you. It alkalines you.
Wow, so I'm writing this down. What are these things?
So, well, what I did is I started, I got some, it's colloidal gold, and then I got this stuff called DMG, dimethylglycine. There's
sounds
just
these, illegal.
There's just, it's not illegal. Okay. It's it helps repair damaged neurotransmitters in the brain. So, but long story short, and it gives you energy and breaks down glucose, all this really cool stuff. So the point is, and it helps metabolism. So I replaced things that I thought I needed that necessarily weren't so good for me with things that I now get every morning. I get excited to take my colloidal gold and my dimethylglycine. And then I have this little, it's like a super green. It has like extracted kale and ginger and all this stuff. And it just makes me feel really good.
Oh, that's great.
And then I drop these little CBD drops, which is just super healthy for the body. So I've changed from doing, I wouldn't call them self-destructive, but they were bordering self-destructive behaviors, right?
Yeah.
To all of a sudden, really, really healthy behaviors. Mm. I swapped them. And then I got excited about watching my health increase.
Oh, that's great.
Right?
That's so excellent.
I just wanted to say, well, it was in perfect alignment with what you were saying, and it works. I mean, it really, really, really works.
So you're not, you don't take caffeine?
No more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you have so much energy and you just seem so vital and full of life.
Well, that would be the cocaine.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I just love having fun with you.
You gotta, you, you really, you know, you should do.
What should I
do? You should be a stand up comedian.
I would,
you should start writing out some, you know, really, I'm serious. You
you're
should
so
start
sweet.
Doing.
Well, I am only this cheerful when I have you in the studio.
Oh, thank you.
It's your energy that I feed off of that makes me so happy and ecstatic.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I guess
we'll have
you.
A big blow party
that.
After the show. Okay. I'm sorry, Doc. I know you're this is terrible.
You know I'm so tolerant of you.
I know you
wouldn't
are.
Talk to any other guest like this.
I would never.
Because you are a comedian and I know that.
I love how you go with the flow, and I love how you turn all situations into just a joyful situation.
Well, I try. Thank you.
No, you're very good at it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned nicotine, you know, giving up certain things and trying to be healthier. One of the most common, you know, resolutions is to stop smoking.
Right.
So here's the thing. Baby steps. Some people say, you know, just like AA, you know, I'm just going to go dry. That's it. I have to stop. Well, sometimes, you know, you've got to get all the help you can with nicotine, too.
Right.
So you follow through with the Nicorette. I know a lot of people get nauseous from the gum or whatever, but they have the patches, you know, and then they have other medications. People don't want to take those, actually. But, you know, so you want to quit smoking. You got to do baby steps, guys.
Yeah.
Stop smoking that one cigarette you have every morning after breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay. Do that for a week, 2 weeks.
Totally.
Okay. Then stop smoking that other cigarette or two you have after lunch.
Yes.
Or whatever it is, one or two. After, just cut down slowly. It's called titrating down, just like in medication. So you give yourself, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be now only smoking after lunch.
Yes, exactly.
And don't smoke extra. To make up for that, what you didn't have in the morning for breakfast.
Exactly.
You've
got to
just titrate slowly, slowly, slowly. So your body and your chemicals can get used to it because your chemicals are used to a certain rush from the nicotine and all of the other toxins that are in cigarettes. So what's happening is you have to retrain your brain chemicals to realize slowly that they're going to have to do a little more work themselves to elevate norepinephrine, serotonin, dopamine, things like that.
Yes.
They're going to have to make you feel better on their own.
Right.
You're not going to get that from the nicotine or whatever else, of course, drugs you're doing.
And, you know, I'm a big believer that smoking and along with a bunch of other habits is I'd say about like 80% psychological, if not 90% psychological. So if you can maybe, you know, if you can maybe smoke only half the cigarette, mm-hmm. or smoke a quarter of the cigarette, you know, so that way it's like you still have the feeling of like you're smoking the cigarette. It's like you still, it's like you still have the feeling of like you're smoking, and you get to have your morning ritual or your lunch ritual. You still get that same psychological rush and psychological feeling, but you just put the cigarette out halfway. So then that way you can still have your two breaks and have a cigarette at that point, but you're only smoking one cigarette because you put it out half the way or three quarters of the way. Or something that I did when I quit smoking, you know, years ago. Now I'll occasionally have a social cigarette, but I told myself this year I don't want to put any nicotine in my body.
Good for you.
What I did when I quit smoking cigarettes was I would hold an unlit cigarette.
Right.
And I would pretend. See, my problem was every time I would drive, I would want to get in the car and smoke. That was my thing. So every time I would drive, I would just put an unlit cigarette in my fingers and pretend like I was smoking it.
Right.
There's something very meditative about inhaling and exhaling and the breathing, right?
Right. Like, without breathing the toxins into your lungs.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, right.
It gets the oxygen flowing and it gets you going, you know, it almost gets you somewhat lightheaded, you know, because you're breathing so heavy. And someone actually introduced that concept to me. They said, you know why you feel so relaxed when you smoke? I said, yeah, because the nicotine and the tobacco is going in your body. They said, partially. But another reason is because you're doing concentrated breathing.
Right.
And I said, holy shit, that makes perfect sense.
No,
excuse
it really
my
does.
French.
It really does. So
use an unlit cigarette. Focus on your breathing. Do whatever you can to just improve your situation in baby steps.
That's right.
Just like Dr. Michelle says.
Well, and apply that to whatever resolution you want to work on. And, you know, we talked about that experiment about, you know, cognitive overload and stuff.
Yes.
So as the professor of Stanford, Professor Shiv explained with her experiment, sticking to more than one New Year's resolution is kind of impossible for our brain to handle.
Wow.
So they say that it's probably a good idea to, you know, analyze everything you've thought about what you want to change.
Yes.
Right? And pick the one thing that's most important to you. What is most important to you? This way you're giving yourself a break, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
So you take baby steps and make it a tiny habit, slowly, slowly, slowly.
Yeah.
You know, titrate, slowly. And there's a really cool application for this that you can do for tiny steps. It's called Tiny Habits.
I love that.
It's an awesome way to get started with any like resolution you have in mind. So
nice.
Hold yourself accountable for what you want to change. And how do you do that? Okay.
Yeah.
You tell others or you write it down.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
So there was another research project that was performed by Dr. Evans, and they found that there was a correlation between increased social support and lowering blood pressure, heart rate, and cortisol. So what does that have to do with New Year's resolutions? Well, it's proven that people around you can have a really significant impact on your behavior.
Yes.
So if you tell some of your friends and family about the new tiny habit you've created, you're much more likely to stick to it.
That's cool.
And another hint is that writing it down not only makes you more likely to succeed with your new habit.
Yes.
It sort of increases your overall happiness.
If you have it
in writing, you know what I'm saying?
That's really cool.
And another really good idea is to focus on the carrot, not the stick. You know what I'm saying? So positive feedback and rewards increase your chance of success.
Yes.
And that's what it is. So you reward yourself. You reward. And how do you get that? Positive feedback on any of your new habits will increase the likelihood of your success.
Yes.
You know? So you got to reward yourself sometimes.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
No, you have to reward yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I think that rewarding yourself for sticking to the habits, or, you know, giving yourself appreciation is the key to ascension, the key to expanding into that person that you want to become.
Yeah.
Because if you can't appreciate the progress that you've made for yourself,
right,
then you're not, it's like appreciation is almost like a recognition of a milestone.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When you say thank you, you know, thank you self for being able to do this, mm-hmm. it makes you want to do more of it.
Yes.
And one last point that you said in the close of the show is, you know, when you said that the brain can usually only stick to one New Year's resolution, well, you know, if you back off all these resolutions and only stick to one, I would even go as far to say that it would be easier on you. So sticking to that one would therefore snowball into eventually being able to change other resolutions as well before the end of that year.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah, so, exactly. I agree.
Dr. Michelle, it has been such a pleasure. I can't even tell you the knowledge and the wisdom that you bring here on the Vibration Station. All the love from my heart and from our hearts to yours. I just can't thank you enough.
Oh, it's always lovely to be here, Davey. Thank you.
And make sure, listeners, you got to make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday here on LA Talk Radio at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 every Friday at 11. And make sure to follow Good Vibe Station on Twitter. And we just might follow you back. I'm just kidding. Hey, guys. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We love you guys so much. You're the fuel that keeps this station rolling. And we'll see you guys next Sunday. Make sure to email me at Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. We've been getting a lot of emails, and we always love even more. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next Sunday.